money.
Thank you. Sports Roundup by Andrew Colomose. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly chat about the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with cricket and news of a famous victory for Todmorden over Wolsten. Todd's first success against their neighbours since Wolsten joined the Lancashire League in 2018. Things did not look too promising for Todd as Wolsten's Josh Gale hit 83, passing 500 runs for the season as he led the visitors to a formidable total of 225 for 7 against a home side lacking the services of former England all-rounder Chris Schofield. But if prolific openers Bilal Abbas and Ben Sutcliffe had any misgivings over the size of Todd's task, they did not show as they once again passed 100 for the first wicket before Bilal fell for an aggressive 74. Then Andrew Sutcliffe joined in the fun with a brisk 30 and professional Manisanka Murasinghe an unbeaten 35 to see Todd home by 8 wickets, Ben Sutcliffe finishing unbeaten on 55. Definitely one to savour for the home side. However, normal service was resumed the following week as Wolsten retained the league leadership with a 98-run win over Lower House, Josh Gale hitting another half-century and professional Umesh Karunaratne claiming 4 for 22. But Todd failed to cash in after at one stage reducing champions Burnley to 34 for 4, allowing them to reach 170 for 8. It was too many for Todd, who fell 45 runs short, despite 43 from Schofield. Now, news of Todmorden's table tennis star, Megan Shackleton, who will be representing Paralympics GB in the Paraplegic Olympic Games in Tokyo, starting on August the 24th. This is 22-year-old Megan's first appearance in the Olympiad after breaking into the world top 10 in women's class 4 in 2019. She will compete in both singles and doubles in Tokyo. And selection more than makes up for her disappointment at narrowly missing out on a place in the GB Paralympic squad at the last Olympics in Rio 5 years ago. "It was obviously difficult to miss out last time," recalled Megan as she prepared for Tokyo, "but I trusted that it would all work out for me and I feel in good stead. It means so much to me after years of growing up watching my idols and imagining myself in the team kit and representing GB at the pinnacle of my sport. My family and friends have seen the work that it has taken behind the scenes, and I know that everyone is going to be just as excited for me out there as I am for myself." So, good luck to Megan. Next, sailing, and a fine end to a successful season in the North Topper Series for Todmorden High School student Daisy Fisher. Daisy went into the last event of the campaign at Budworth Sailing Club in Cheshire with both the North West and North East Topper Traveller Series in the bag. And she underlined her supremacy by winning the Budworth event to emphasise her domination of the class. And victory earned this tribute from her coach, Lucy Mearns, who said, "The improvement Daisy has made over the last 3 years has been extraordinary. Her training on and off the water has earned her the accolade of being the top sailor in the topper class throughout the north of England. So, congratulations to Daisy." Now to our runners, and news of an impressive victory for Todmorden Harriers Annie Hassel in the Widdop Fell Race, finishing the 7 mile route more than 3 minutes ahead of her nearest rival in the women's event and in 20th place overall. It's a tough course by any standards, looping around Hepton Stall Moor, past Widdop and Gorple Reservoirs, and finishing with a strength-sapping half-mile thrash through head-high bracken. Not an event for the faint-hearted. And Annie followed up that impressive performance a week later by winning the Turnslack Fell Race, an arduous 8 mile test, finishing 3 minutes ahead of her closest rivals in the women's race. And finally, there's not long to go now before the start of the new Premier League season on August the 14th, with Burnley in the closing stages of their countdown. No one can ever be sure of anything in football, of course, but it would appear the Clarets have hung on to manager Sean Dyche, despite his name being linked with several Premier League rivals. And reports coming out of Turf Moor suggest pre-season has gone relatively smoothly. The Clarets kick off at home to Brighton on August the 14th and then travel to Liverpool the following week before their first Roses encounter of the campaign against Leeds United on August the 29th. So it's all systems go at Turf Moor.